Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all things in existence. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihil amin. And may Allah raise the rank of and grant peace to His trustworthy messenger, Nabiyyina Muhammadin, our Prophet Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, and likewise that of his family and companions, all of them in entirety. Amma ba'd, as for what follows, then on this afternoon of the fourth day of the 10th month, Shawwal, in the year 1437, in the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here at Al Masjid Al Awwal locally, and online with our brothers through the Tarbiyah Initiative of South Florida and the Islamic Center of Palm Beach, and all of those who join us online and all of those who are with us through the recordings afterwards. May Allah Ta'ala bless all of you and give you all an increase in your knowledge of Allah and in your fear of Allah and in your practice in those matters that please Allah. May Allah Ta'ala grant me and all of you an increase in those things. Allahumma Ameen. We return back to our study of the great foundational book in Aqidah called Al-Usul Al-Thalatha, the three principles, by Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And we have reached in our study of this book, using as a guide the explanation of the great scholar al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy on him. We've reached page 45 of his printed explanation, and we've reached specifically the statement in the metin, in the original text of Al-Usul Al-Thalatha, فَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ مَنْ رَبُّكَ, if it is said to you, who is your Lord? فَقُلْ رَبِّيَ اللَّهُ, then say, my Lord is Allah, الَّذِي رَبَّانِي, the one who has taken care of me, وَرَبَّ جَمِيعَ الْعَالَمِينَ بِنِعَمِهِ, and He has taken care of all things in creation through the blessings that He has bestowed upon them. In explanation of these points, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen stated, rahimahullah, أي من هو ربك الذي خلقك, who is your Lord, the one who created you, وَأَمَدَّكَ, and gave you an increase in blessings, وَأَعَدَّكَ, and prepared you as you are, وَرَزَقَكَ, and provided for you. The Shaykh says that tarbiyah here, the reference to Allah, رَبَّانِي وَرَبَّ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, Allah did the action of tarbiyah, which can be translated as educating or cultivating. However, here, when we talk about Allah's tarbiyah, it means total management, supervision, total care and concern given to the human being from all angles, providing all of that. The Shaykh says that tarbiyah hiya ibaratun an ar-ri'aya. Tarbiyah, that Allah rabbani, Allah did this tarbiyah for me. It's an expression that means supervision, ri'aya, caretaking and supervision. التي يكون بها تقويم المربى, that which through it the one being nurtured or taken care of is established and brought up well. ويشعر كلام المؤلف, and the words of the author of the text indicate, رحمه الله, may Allah have mercy on him, أَنَّ الرَّبَّ مَأْخُوذٌ مِنَ التَّرْبِيَةِ, that the word رَبْ, Allah being رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, and الرَّبْ, the Lord, what we would translate رَبْ to be in a one-word translation, Lord, مَأْخُوذٌ مِنَ التَّرْبِيَةِ, it comes from رَبَّ يُرَبِّي, tarbiyatan. It comes from this verb, rabba. And that's when he said, لِأَنَّهُ قَالَ الَّذِي رَبَّانِي. He is the one who took care of me, the one who supervised me, the one who managed and maintained me throughout my entire life. وَرَبَّ جَمِيعَ الْعَالَمِينَ بِنِعَمِهِ. And he also took care of all of the creation through the blessings, through his blessings, meaning that he bestowed upon them. فَكُلُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So all beings in existence, قَدْ رَبَّاهُمُ اللَّهُ بِنِعَمِهِ. It is surely that Allah had managed them, maintained them, taken care of them through his blessings. وَأَعَدَّهُمْ لِمَا خُلِقُوا لَهُ. And he has prepared them specifically for what they were created for. وَأَمَدَّهُمْ بِرِزْقِهِ. And he has increased them, bestowed upon them his provisions. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Allah the Blessed and Most High has said, فِي مُحَاوَرَةِ مُوسَى وَفِرْعَوْنَ. Regarding the discourse between Moses and Pharaoh. فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى. So then who is your Lord? Meaning the two of you, Musa and Harun. يَا مُوسَى. O Musa. قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Musa responded saying, our Lord is the one who has given every single thing its creation. Then he guided them. From Surah Taha, the 49th and 50th verses. فَكُلُّ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. So every one of the created beings, قَدْ رَبَّاهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ بِنِعَمِهِ, has verily been the recipient of Allah's blessings and his supervision and caretaking, and Allah is the mighty and majestic. وَنِعَمُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ كَثِيرَةٌ. The blessings of Allah, the favors of Allah, the mighty and majestic upon his servants are numerous. لا يمكن حصرها. It is not possible to count them, to enumerate them. قال الله تبارك وتعالى. Allah the Blessed and Most High has said, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you were to enumerate the blessings of Allah, you would not be able to encompass them with a number. From Surah An-Nahl, the 18th verse. فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ. So it is Allah. He is the one who has created you. وَأَعَدَّكَ, and prepared you. وَأَمَدَّكَ, and given you provisions. وَرَزَقَكَ, and provided for you. فَهُوَ وَحْدَهُ الْمُسْتَحِقُّ لِلْعِبَادَةِ. So then he alone is the one who deserves worship. The author says, وَهُوَ مَعْبُودِي, and he is my object of worship. Allah is my object of worship. لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٌ سِوَاهُ. There is no object of worship for me other than him. If you are with us with the printed version, sharing the same printed version, on the top of page 46, you should see ma'budu. And that's an ismun nakira, and it should have a tanween. It should say ma'budun. So add a dhamma on top of that del if you wish to correct your printing. Is that what you have, Abba Maryam? Aywa. So put a second dhamma there. Aywa. What dalilu qawluhu ta'ala alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And the evidence for me having no object of worship other than Allah is the statement of Allah, alhamdu, all praise, lillahi, is due to Allah. Who's Allah? Rabbil alameen, the Rabb, the Lord, provider, caretaker, sustainer of al-alameen, all things in existence. In commentary, our Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, He stated, Rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy on him, I, huwa alladhi a'buduhu, he is the one I worship, wa atadhallalu lahu, and I submit and surrender to him in humility, khudu'an, in submission, in humble submission, wa mahabbatan, and in love, wa ta'zeeman, and in exaltation. أَفْعَلُ مَا يَأْمُرُنِي بِهِ I do all that he commands me to do. وَأَتْرُكُ مَا يَنْهَانِي عَنْهُ And I abandon all that he forbids me from. فَلَيْسَ لِي أَحَدٌ أَعْبُدُهُ سِوَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ So I have no one that I worship other than Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. An important note of commentary. When you generalize your relationship with your Lord, and you say, أَفْعَلُ مَا يَأْمُرُنِي بِهِ I do all that He commands me to do. Are you claiming to never disobey? Are you claiming to be on a perfect level of submission as a Muslim? Or are you stating your general relationship with your Lord? This is a summary of my relationship with Allah. This is not a self-tazkiyah, a self-proclamation of my piety, that whatever Allah orders me to do, I fulfill it in a flawless way. Nor, وَأَتْرُكُ مَا يَنْهَانِي عَنْهُ Whatever He forbids me from, I abstain from it. I am not praising myself saying this, saying that I am the epitome of obedience and servitude as a Muslim. Rather, I'm stating a generality. That this is my position with Allah. What He orders me to do, I do it. What He forbids me from doing, I refrain from it. That's what it means for me to be a servant. It doesn't mean I do that perfectly. It doesn't mean I'm flawless in those matters. But that is my relationship with Allah. Clear? So as we don't get confused and say we are required to be as angels, and we are required to be on that level of fulfilling every single order and not falling short, and we are required to abstain from every single thing without falling short, as that would be unrealistic expectations for the human condition. And we are constantly repenting from what? From these flaws that we fail in and that we fall short in, and that we don't live up to our relationship with Allah that we intend. So we are always repenting, and that's our condition. Then Ash-Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, returning to his speech, he says, Rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy on him. فَلَيْسَ لِي أَحَدٌ أَعْبُدُهُ سِوَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ So I have no one that I worship other than Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى Allah, the Blessed and Most High, has said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبَلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ And we sent no messenger before you, O Muhammad, illa nuhi ilayhi annahu la ilaha illa ana fa'budun. Except that we send revelation to him that there is no deity to be worshipped other than me, so worship me. From Surah Al-Anbiya, the 25th verse. Wa qala ta'ala, and Allah the Most High has said, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ And they were never ordered, meaning the Jews and Christians of old, they were never ordered with anything other than worshipping Allah alone, making the religion sincerely for Him as hunafa, as people who are hanif, they are devout. In their tawheed, in their worship of Allah alone. وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ And they were ordered only with the establishment of the prayer along with that. وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ And that they would pay the zakat. وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ That is the religion of uprightness. From Surah Al-Bayyinah, the fifth verse. الشيخ ابن Uthaymeen went on to say, استدل المؤلف رحمه الله The author, may Allah have mercy on him, used a proof لكون الله سبحانه وتعالى مربيا, in order to effectively prove that Allah, the glorified and most high, is the murabbi, the one who takes care of, manages, supports, protects the entire creation, لِجَمِيعِ الْخَلْقِ بِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, through his statement, and he is the most high, أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, all praise, all statements and expressions of praise are due to Allah. He's the Rabb, he is the Lord, caretaker and maintainer of all things in existence, all of the alameen. يعني الوصف بالكمال والجلال. That is a description of completeness and glory and majesty. والعظمة لله تعالى وحده. And greatness that is due to Allah, the Most High alone. رب العالمين, the Lord, creator and sustainer of العالمين, of all things. أي مربيهم. He is there. مربي, the one who takes care of them, supervises them, maintains them. بالنعم, through the blessings that he has bestowed upon them. وخالقهم, and he is their creator. ومالكهم, and their sole owner. والمدبر لهم, and he is the one who takes care of their affairs. كما شاء عز وجل, however he so chooses, and he is the mighty and majestic. Back to the text. The author of Al-Usul al-Thalatha rahimahullah, he says, وَأَنَا وَاحِدٌ مِّن ذَلِكَ الْعَالَمِ, and I am one of those alams, those created beings. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen states in commentary here, rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy on him, al-alamu. Notice the difference between al-alam and al-alim. Al-alam is something that is in existence. Al-alim is something that possesses ilm, possesses knowledge. Here we're putting a fatha on that lam. Al-alam. Here's the definition of an alam. Kullu man siwa Allahi. Everyone other than Allah. Wasummu alaman. They have been named alams. لِأَنَّهُمْ عَلَمٌ عَلَى خَالِقِهِمْ, as they are something that leads to, as a reference, as a signpost, as a marker that points to the Creator. وَمَالِكِهِمْ, their Creator and their owner. وَمُدَبِّرِهِمْ, the one who manages their affairs. فَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ آيَةٌ لِلَّهِ, and in everything there is a sign that directs the people to Allah. تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ, that proves that he is singularly one. وَأَنَا الْمُجِيبُ بِهَذَا وَاحِدٌ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْعَالَمِ, I am one in my response of obedience, in my response of servitude. I am one of those alams that he is the Rabb of. Remember, رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, he is the Lord of all of the alams. So I am one of those. وَإِذَا كَانَ رَبِّي وَجَبَ عَلَيَّ أَنْ أَعْبُدَهُ وَحْدَهُ, and I am one of those who my Lord has made obligatory on me that I worship him alone. So I am the one who responds to that order from Allah. فَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ بِمَا عَرَفْتَ رَبَّكَ, if it is said to you, through what do you know your Lord? How do you know your Lord? If this question is asked to you, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen says, أي إذا قيل لك بأي شيء عرفت الله عز وجل, if someone says to you, or if it is said to you, through what matter is it that you know Allah, the mighty and majestic, فقل, then say in response, عرفته بآياته ومخلوقاته, then say, I know him through his ayat, through his signs, and through his creation. as comes in the text, فَقُلْ بِآيَاتِهِ وَمَخْلُوقَاتِهِ. I know him through his signs, and those signs, remember the ayat of Allah, they are of two types. One ayah is where? One kind is in the mushaf. You look in the mushaf, and there are surahs, and the surahs are made up of ayats. There's an ayah. But there's also ayat outside of the mushaf. Where are they? Kauniyya. Ahsant. What are they? What's that mean? Kauniyya. The signs within the creation. That's what we're zooming in on right now. Looking at the signs within the creation that direct us to Allah Ta'ala as the creator and the provider and the one who deserves the worship of all of the people. So Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he says about this, Al-ayatu, the word ayat is the plural of ayah, jam'u ayah. Wahiya al-alama. That is an ayah is something that as a sign points to something. وَهِيَ الْعَلَامَ عَلَى الشَّيْءِ. Something that points to a matter. أَلَّتِي تَدُلُّ عَلَيْهِ وَتُبَيِّنُهُ. That which references it and clarifies it. وَآيَاتُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى نَوْعَانِ. And the ayat of Allah, the ayahs of Allah are two types. كَوْنِيَّةِ وَشَرْعِيَّةِ. كَوْنِيَّةِ within the creation, within the cone, the universe. وَشَرْعِيَّةِ in his legislation. Right? And they are in his verses, from his speech. فَالْكَوْنِيَّةِ. So the signs that are within the creation, هِيَ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. They are the created things. وَشَرْعِيَّةِ. And the legislative ayahs, هِيَ الْوَحِي. That's the revelation. الَّذِي أَنزَلَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ رُسُلِهِ. That which Allah had sent down upon His messengers. وَعَلَىٰ هَذَا يَكُونُ قَوْلُ الْمُؤَلِّفِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ. On this understanding, then the statement of the author, may Allah have mercy on him, بِآيَاتِهِ وَمَخْلُوقَاتِهِ. I know him through his ayat and through his makhluqat. Through his ayat and through his creations. Min babi atfil khasi ala al-ammi. This is from the usage of mentioning a specific thing that is from the generality of a general phrase mentioned right before it. I know him by his ayat. Remember, the ayat are kawniya and shar'iyya. And I also know him by his makhluqat, which are the ayat kawniya. So it is mentioning something specific that's already from the generality that has already been mentioned. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. The angels descend in the night of Qadr. وَالرُّوحُ. And the ruh, who is Jibreel. What happened here? The same thing. Jibreel is already included in the generality of Al-Malaika, but he's mentioned specifically after the mention of the angels. Something specific from the first group being mentioned separately. Done in a way, usually, rhetorically, the purpose is to give focus to that thing. It's already been included in the generality of what's before it, but let's mention it separately so as to give some additional focus to that alone. To shed some light on that specifically. So Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen goes on to say, إِذَا فَسَّرْنَا الْآيَاتِ بِأَنَّهَا الْآيَاتُ الْكَوْنِيَّةُ وَالشَّرْعِيَّةُ. If we explain the meaning of the word ayat, I know him, I know Allah through his ayat. If we said the word ayat here was intended to mean the most comprehensive way it could be used, the signs in the creation and the signs in the Qur'an, the ayat of the Qur'an, the verses of the Qur'an. أَوْ مِنْ بَابِ عَطْفِ الْمُبَيَّنِ عَلَى الْمُغَيِّرِ. It should say عَلَى. عَطْفُ الْمُبَيَّنِ عَلَى الْمُغَيِّرِ. Add عَلَى. Or it could be done by, when you mention something, two things, this and that, they are two different things, essentially. You mention one thing which is totally different from the other thing. How is that possible here? I know him by his ayat and by his creation. إِذَا خَصَّصْنَا الْآيَاتِ بِالْآيَاتِ الشَّرْعِيَّةِ That is, if we understood that when he said, I know him by his ayat, that is, by the verses of the Qur'an, then we say, وَمَخْلُقَاتِ He is something else. وَعَلَى كُلِّن Anyway, in any case, what is the purpose of using this language here? It's like saying, وَالْخُلَاصَ جُمْلَةُ ذَلِكَ وَجُمْلَةُ الْقَوْلِ وَخُلَاصَةُ الْكَلَامِ What is it? It's summary language. In summary, we'll say here, to summarize, whatever the case is, and it's also to downplay the importance of a point of differing that he mentioned. عَلَى كُلِّن No matter what the case, whether this is correct or that is correct, فَاللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ What is important to know here is that Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, يُعْرَفُ He is known بِآيَاتِهِ الْكَوْنِيَّةِ through the signs within His creation, وَهِيَ الْمَخْلُوقَاتُ الْعَظِيمَةُ And they are the great, magnificent things in His creation, the created things. وَمَا فِيهَا مِنْ عَجَائِبِ الصُّنْعَةِ وَبَالِغِ الْحِكْمَةِ In all of the amazing, astonishing creations within the creation of Allah, and those things which show great amounts of wisdom. وَكَذَلِكَ يُعْرَفُ بِآيَاتِهِ الشَّرْعِيَّةِ And thus, or similarly, he is also known through his legislative ayat, his verses. وَمَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعَدَلِ And all of the justice found therein. وَالِاشْتِمَالِ عَلَى الْمَصَالِحِ And in the way they include all beneficial matters. وَدَفْعِ الْمَفَاسِدِ And the way they repel and keep away all harmful matters. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٍ And in everything there is an ayat that points to him. تَدُلُّ عَلَى أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ Showing that he is alone. Meaning in his right to be worshipped and in his attributes of rububiyyah. The author states, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ And from his ayat, they are the signs within the creation of course, الْكَوْنِيَّةِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ The night and the day. وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ The sun and the moon. وَمِنْ مَخْلُوقَاتِهِ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ And from his creations are the seven heavens. وَالْأَرَضُونَ السَّبْعُ It should say, السَّبْعُ And the seven earths. وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ And all of those created beings that dwell in these realms, وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا And what is between the heavens and the earths. In explanation of this point, the great scholar Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen stated, كُلُّ هَذِهِ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ الدَّالَّةِ All of these matters are from the signs of Allah. الدَّالَّةِ عَلَى كَمَالِ الْقُدْرَةِ Those that prove the completeness of his capabilities, وَكَمَالِ الْحِكْمَةِ And the completeness of his wisdom, وَكَمَالِ الرَّحْمَةِ And the completeness of his mercy. فَالشَّمْسُ آيَةٌ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ So the sun is a sign, it is a miraculous sign from the signs of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, لِكَوْنِهَا تَسِيرُ سَيْرًا مُنْتَظِمًا بَدِيعًا As it, in its very creation, in the way it is, it moves about in a very organized path that has been created well. مُنْذُ خَلَقَهَا اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ Since the time it has been created by Allah the Mighty and Majestic. وَإِلَىٰ أَنْ يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِخَرَابِ الْعَالَمِ And that will go on until Allah gives permission, gives the order for the destruction of the world. فهي تسير لمستقر لها. That sun moves about upon a course that has been made as its place. كما قال تعالى, as Allah the Most High has stated, والشمس تجري لمستقر لها. And the sun moves about upon a course that is set for it. ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم. And that is the way the Most Mighty and the Most Knowledgeable has specified for it to move about. That is the taqdeer, the bringing about of the qadr of the sun and the way it is to move. From Surah Yasin, the 38th verse. وَهِيَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And the sun is from the signs of Allah the Most High. بِحَجَمِهَا وَآثَارِهَا. Through its size and through its effects. And if you have the same printed version as me, look at the middle of page 48 there, and you will see وَآثَارِهَا with a hamzatu qata, and it should be a med. وَآثَارِهَا. أَمَّا حَجَمُهَا. As for its size, فَعَظِيمٌ كَبِيرٌ. It is magnificent and great. وَأَمَّا آثَارُهَا. And as for its effects, the resulting effects of the sun being near us, subhanallah, فَمَا يَحْصُلُ مِنْهَا مِنَ الْمَنَافِعِ. Then think of all of the benefits that are gained from the sun. لِلْأَجْسَامِ, as it relates to human bodies. وَالْأَشْجَارِ, and trees. وَالْأَنْهَارِ, and rivers. وَالْبِحَارِ, and seas and oceans. وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ, and other things. فَإِذَا نَظَرْنَا إِلَى الشَّمْسِ. If we were to look at and contemplate the sun, هذه الآية العظيمة, this great sign, ما مدى البعد الذي بيننا وبينها, asking the question, what is the extent of the distance that's between us and it? ومع ذلك فإننا نجد حرارتها. With that distance that is only estimated as being a huge distance, we still are able to receive its heat. هذه الحرارة العظيمة, this great amount of heat. ثم انظر ماذا يحدث فيها. And then look at as well and contemplate regarding what takes place regarding the sun. من الإضاءة العظيمة, of the great amount of light. التي يحصل بها توفير أموال كثيرة على الناس. That which saves the people a great amount of money. فَإِنَّ النَّاسَ فِي النَّهَارِ يَسْتَغْنُونَ عَنْ كُلِّ إِضَاءَةٍ. The people, during the daytime when the sun is out, they can suffice with sunlight for all types of light that they would need. Meaning everywhere. وَيَحْصُلُ بِهَا مَصْلَحَةٌ كَبِيرًا. And therefore, there is a great advantage and benefit that takes place, للناس, that the people enjoy, من توفير أموالهم, in saving their money. ويعد هذا من الآيات. And so this is to be counted from the signs, التي لا ندرك إلا اليسير منها, that we are only able to grasp a tiny amount of. And to further reflect on this point, subhanallah, estimate, those of you who know about the costs of electricity, estimate what it would take to provide artificial lighting for an entire city that would be as bright and beneficial as the daytime sun. How much electricity would be needed to fill every street and every place with artificial lighting? More than we would have the ability to produce. Probably taking all of our resources to provide the light with the intensity, and add to that the heat of the daytime sun during the nighttime. Walhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has provided that for us. You can't replace that. You can provide some light at nighttime, some street lights, and some lights for some places where it's helpful to the society. But you cannot replace the daytime. You cannot replace the sunlight. No way whatsoever. Subhanallah. And no light can replace the simple sunlight that we have every day, that we do not, very likely, all of us, except for those whom Allah has mercy on, we don't appreciate nor thank our Lord for. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen continues saying here, كَذَلِكَ الْقَمَرِ. Similarly is the moon. مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلِّ. From the signs of Allah the Mighty and Majestic. حَيْثُ قَدَّرَهُ مَنَازِلَ. In that Allah has made it in stages. لِكُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مَنْزِلَ. Every night there's another stage of the moon. وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلَ حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ. And the moon, we have made it precisely to have stages until it reaches, it goes all the way back to being like al-urjun, the old urjun. That's the leaf of a date palm tree that bends down in the shape of a crescent moon. A very thin leaf, if you looked at the silhouette of a tree, of a date palm tree, those leaves come out and bend in the shape of a crescent. That's the likeness that Allah Ta'ala has described the last stage of the moon with. That it has that final stage of being a very thin sliver, round shape. That's from Surah Yasin, the 39th verse. فَهُوَ يَبْدُو صَغِيرًا. It appears as a small thing, the moon. It appears as a waxing crescent, mistakenly called by people the new moon. The new moon is the totally black moon that has no light. The first stage of having light is called the waxing crescent. So it begins with a very tiny crescent. ثُمَّ يَكْبُرُ رُوَيْدًا رُوَيْدًا. Then it increases in size little by little. حَتَّى يَكْمُلَ. Until it reaches its complete stage. On the 14th of the month, the full moon stage. ثُمَّ يَعُودُ إِلَى النَّقْصِ. And then it goes back to being deficient and partial. وَهُوَ يُشْبِهُ الْإِنسَانَ. And this is beautiful. Look at this. What a beautiful point to end on. This fluctuation or this change of stages of the moon is similar to mankind, meaning the life of mankind. حَيْثُ أَنَّهُ يُخْلَقُ مِنْ ضَعْفٍ. As mankind is created in a state of weakness, the baby is weak and needs taken care of. ثُمَّ لَا يَزَالُ يَرْتَقِي. Then he goes on, you know, getting stronger, getting better. مِنْ قُوَّةٍ إِلَى قُوَّةٍ. From one level of strength to the next level of strength. حَتَّى يَعُودَ إِلَى الضَّعْفِ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. Until he returns to becoming weak and feeble another time. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ. So blessed be Allah, أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ, the best of creators. And with that, we'll suffice ourselves, having completed the reading of page 48 at this time, thanking Allah Ta'ala, the Glorious and Most High, for this opportunity to come together with our brothers in Florida and all of those who join us online and through the recordings. We thank Allah Ta'ala for allowing us to come together and to reflect over some of the bounties and favors of our Lord. We ask Him Jalla wa Ala to make us from the thankful and to keep us from being ingrates and to keep us from the company of ingrates. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.